Hello. I wanted to tease you so much, I figured it would be more productive to make a recording. And I'll just send it to you. And if you decide to listen to it while you're working, then that's on you. But if you have decided, then... then I think you're a very good girl. It has been driving me crazy, the idea of teasing you. All the things about you squirming in your chair, curling your toes. I can hear you saying my name all frustrated. So cute. So sexy. There's something about you that turns me on so much. Drives me crazy. I've got quite the little crush on you. I just can't help but imagine seeing you there working, coming up behind you, running my fingers through your hair, down to your neck, and rubbing your shoulders. Placing my hand under your chin on your neck, tilting your head back so that I can lean down and kiss you. God, how much I long to feel our tongues mingle, to feel your breath hot on mine, and to hear you gasping from the movements of my hands running over your body, feeling every tender little inch of it, finding out those little spots that make you squirm, lurch even harder. I want so badly to nibble on your ear and kiss your neck, whisper to you how fucking sexy you are, and what a good girl you are for working so hard. And then I would plant some little kisses on your shoulders, running my hands down your arms and across your breasts, reaching under your blouse. I imagine that you probably dress work casual, maybe a nice cute blue blouse and a skirt, and I would reach under this, under your bra, and feel your gorgeous breasts groping and kneading them, finding your nipples, teasing them, all the while my hand, my mouth kissing, licking, and biting your neck. Then I would lift you up and bend you over the desk, pushing you down by the neck while I lifted up your skirt and rubbed your ass. slowly bending down to kiss your ass and your thighs, spreading your ass cheeks apart, taking a look at those soaked panties of yours before pulling them down and spreading your pussy wide. I bet you would be absolutely tripping the thought of doing something like this in such a taboo public location. I would lightly lick up your inner thigh, up to your labia, dipping my tongue inside of you for a taste. Oh, I bet you taste absolutely delicious. Just the thought of it makes my cock fucking throb. Oh. And I imagine hearing your adorable little moans as I spread your pussy wide and tongue your clit. Occasionally moving up to tease your asshole with my tongue. Also spreading that nice and wide. Moving my hand to insert my thumb inside of your pussy while I tongue your clit. Lick that pussy until you come over and over again. The thought of you bent over your desk with your pussy juice running down my chin, bucking your hips back against my mouth. Oh my god, my cock is so hard with that thought, and I have so much pre-cum oozing out. But I would not stop there. Once you were nice and wet, I would stand up and drop my pants, slowly tease the entrance of your pussy, rubbing it, inserting it just slightly, so that only the head of my cock was inside of you. And then I would pull it out, nice and slick with your juices, and rub it against your clit. Just rubbing and grinding and teasing, hopefully driving you just absolutely mad. And then I would slowly ease my cock into you, and as I did, I would grab you by the neck, hunch down, and arch your back up to me, turning your face so that I can kiss you as I plunge as deep as I can possibly go, all the way inside of you. Feeling my cock kiss your cervix, and I would whisper in your ear that I'm gonna put a fucking baby inside you, that I'm going to come in you over and over until it's dripping out, and then I would start moving faster and faster. Nice, long, deep strokes, all the while whispering in your ear, what a good girl you are, and how fucking gorgeous you are, and most of all, how much I want to put a fucking baby inside of you. Oh, I want to breed you like the good girl you are. And then, once I finally came inside of you, more than once, of course, because after 7 days of not coming, I'm absolutely ravenous. I would come in you again and again until I just could not anymore. And then I would bend down, lick your pussy, just to get a taste of our juices combined. And then, with my cum still inside of you, slowly oozing out, I would pull your panties back up, adjust your skirt for you, sit you back down in your chair, and I would tell you what a good girl you are, and how much I appreciate how hard you work, and how hard you make me come. And then I would say, get back to work, good girl. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope that it wasn't too much. And most of all, I hope that when you get home from work, with this fantasy in your head, I hope it makes you come so hard. Thank you for embellishing my devious nature. Thank you, my good girl.